are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Psalm 105 says,
give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name.
Make known among the nations what He has done.
Sing to Him.
Sing praise to Him.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Sing praise,
ooh, sing praise,
ah,
sing praise. And when I praise the Lord, I want to clap my hands. And when I praise the Lord, I want to sing.
Hallelujah.
And when I praise the Lord, I want to jump, 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 jump. And when I praise the Lord, I want to shout, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sing praise. Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord, is God. Jump, jump, jump. And when I praise the Lord, I want to shout, amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to hear the story of Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi.
It's a story of God's protection.
It's a story of a family staying together even in hard times.
It's a story of courage.
Let's read from the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab.
The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name, Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion.
They went to Moab and lived there.
Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.
They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth.
After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband.
When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there.
With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah.
Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your own mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you, as you have shown to your dead husbands and to me.
May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband."
Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people."
But Naomi said,
"Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands?"
Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her.
"Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her."
But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay.
Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.
May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me."
When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
Why did Ruth want to go with Naomi?
Because she was her mother-in-law and she loved her.
Uh-huh.
Well, she probably felt that, like, since everybody had died in her family, that she should, like, stay back with her.
Was it hard for her, do you think, to go from Moab back to Bethlehem, where she would not be with her own people?
Yeah.
And what about Naomi? What was she facing?
She was facing a life of begging and on the streets and having other people take care of her.
Okay, and what had she already gone through?
Her sons and husband died.
Right. So there was no way probably for her to marry again and have more sons, was there?
No.
So who did Naomi think about, Caroline?
She was thinking about her daughters-in-law.
She said to find another husband and go back to their gods.
They were both thinking of each other instead of themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can make someone happy, it's true, by just a little thing that you do. Give a gift from your heart, and I know it would make someone feel good.
Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing whose name was Boaz. And Ruth said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." So she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. "The Lord be with you."
"The Lord bless you," they called back.
Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, "Whose young woman is that?"
The foreman replied, "She is the Moabitess who came back from Moab with Naomi."
She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters." She went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter.
So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here, and whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled."
At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?"
Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you've done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my lord," she said. "You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls."
At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread, and dip it in the wine vinegar."
When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain.
She ate all she wanted and had some left over.
As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men. "Even if she gathers among the sheaves, don't embarrass her. Rather, pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her."
So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening.
Then she threshed the barley she had gathered.
She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered.
Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough.
Her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you."
Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working.
"The name of that man I walked with today is Boaz," she said.
"The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead," she added.
"That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers."
Well, let's think about what Ruth was doing now. It was the harvest time, and Ruth, being not married and not having a family, had to go behind the people who were harvesting the crops. So she went to Boaz's field to work, and how did Boaz treat her?
Kindly and generous.
Did he have to treat her that way? Miranda?
No.
Why would he not have to treat her that way?
Because she was poor and a beggar, and she wouldn't be able to pay.
Okay, so she couldn't pay. And what else was not so welcoming about Ruth, Caroline?
She was a foreigner.
That's right.
Boaz was impressed with the kindness that Ruth showed for Naomi.
And Boaz showed great kindness for Ruth.
Ruth and Naomi had come to Bethlehem with nothing.
God guided them to Boaz's field.
God was taking care of them.
He saved them from a terrible life.
And next time we'll see how God continued to bless them and keep them safe.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you are always with your people,
directing the paths,
feeding them,
giving them everything they need,
saving them.
We are your people too, and you will guide us, feed us, and save us.
We praise you for all that you have done.
In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Next time you will hear the rest of the story of Ruth.
Take some time this week and think about how Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz showed kindness and thought of others instead of themselves.
That's the way Jesus lived, too.
And remember,
when you put your faith in Jesus,
He will take care of you.
You can trust Him. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.